在很多人的努力之下啊，让很多的人都能够有一个很丰富、很感恩的感恩节。
Because of the efforts of many different people, we were all able to have a very bountiful and fulfilling Thanksgiving.
啊，相信我们也是啊当中的一位。
And I believe we were one of these people who placed in our efforts.
啊，我们享受了许多物美价廉的食物。
And we have enjoyed a lot of food.
啊，或许我们也买到了。啊，价钱很好的日用品。
And we might have even got really good deals on our daily living things.
啊，或许我们也跟我们的亲戚朋友啊有了啊一些的聚餐。
And we might have had some meals with our friends and family.
在我们聚餐的时候，或许我们也奉主耶稣的名啊一起来享受这样的团契跟用餐。
We might have even enjoyed our meals and our fellowship in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以我们相信，在我们的感恩节的聚集里头，啊，主耶稣也在我们的当中。
Thus, we believe that in all of our Thanksgiving gatherings, the Lord Jesus was among us.
在我们聚集的时候，我们也一起分享了一些感谢的事情。
And among our gatherings, we all shared of things we were thankful for.
甚至我们心里啊，也想着。我们可以存着一个感谢的心来面对着我们眼前的一些困难、挫折以及挑战。
And in our hearts, we all believe that with the heart of thanksgiving, we'll be able to face all of the troubles, and trials that will come in the year to come.
这也是一个基督徒宝贵的地方，能够存着感谢的心来面对困难、面对挑战。
And this is what is so precious about being a Christian, that we are able to use a heart of thanksgiving to face all of our troubles.
尤其当我们知道了主耶稣在我们当中，他为什么事情来感谢。
And especially we know that if Jesus were among us, what he would give thanks for.
既然我们奉主耶稣的名聚集，主耶稣也在我们当中，我们一定很好奇主耶稣的分享是什么。
And since when we gather in the name of the Lord Jesus, we might be very curious as to what the Lord Jesus himself would give thanks for.
我们从圣经来看，主耶稣为哪些事情来感谢。
Let's look in the Bible and see what Jesus gave thanks for.
当时他为这些事情感谢，我们相信在今天，他也同样的会为这些事情来感谢。
Back in the day, he was thankful for these things, and today he is also thankful for these things.
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章第五节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 5.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
At the time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to the babes.
这里主耶稣为这个救恩，为这个福音的简单容易而来感谢天父真神。
Here, the Lord Jesus thanks the Heavenly Father for the simplicity of salvation.
主耶稣来到世界上的目的之一，就是要先讲天国救人的福音。
One of the purposes for Lord Jesus to come to this earth was to proclaim the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣常常用很容易的方法让人能够明白，能够接受。
Thus Jesus often explained it in words that were easy to understand.
所以主耶稣在传道的旅程当中，他行了很多的神迹奇事。
And in the process, Jesus performed many miracles and signs throughout his preaching.
比如我们看十一章的第五节。
For example, in chapter 11, verse 5.
这是主耶稣对施洗约翰的回答。
This was the reply of Jesus to John the Baptist.
主耶稣告诉他，他到底做了些什么事情。
Jesus told him what he had actually done.
第五节就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
主耶稣做了这么多的事情，就是要让人能够来接受那更好的天国的福音。
Lord Jesus did all these things so that everyone around him would be able to accept the heavenly kingdom.
照说，看了主耶稣，体验了主耶稣这些作为，就应该是可以相信的。
And in actuality, once you experience these things and experience Lord Jesus, then you should be able to accept this gospel.
啊，但事实上却不是这样子。
In reality, this didn't happen.
第六节。
In verse 6.
主耶稣说：“凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。”
And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
啊，其实神对人啊，总是用非常简单、非常容易的方法来对待人。
The Lord Jesus treats men in very simple manners, simple ways.
啊，神要将最好的、用最简单、最容易的方法让人得到。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to attain things in the easiest way.
啊，我们必须承认，我们人的生活常常是非常的复杂。
We need to admit that our lives are often very complicated.
那所以我们也常常用人复杂的思想、复杂的方法来对待神。
And this is why we often use our complicated ways and thoughts to treat the Lord Jesus.
结果反而让我们不容易去得着我们所需要的最大的恩典。
And this prevents us from attaining the greatest blessing.
所以主耶稣说，不因为我跌倒的就有福了。
And this is why the Lord Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended because of me, or who doesn't fall because of me.
因为当时有很多人他们除了看主耶稣所行的事情，他们还看主耶稣这个人是一个怎样的人。
Because at the time, the people not only saw what the Lord Jesus did, but what kind of person he was.
哦，所以他们有人说，这个人是出自于拿撒勒一个小地方。
And so some people said that this is a man of Nazareth, of a very small city.
这拿撒勒还能够出什么好东西？
What good can come out of Nazareth?
有人说，这不是木匠的儿子吗？
And some people said, is this not the son of the carpenter?
意思就是说，这个木匠他现在怎么能够做这些事情，说这些话？
Which is to say, how can a carpenter say such things and do such things?
所以主耶稣他也非常的感慨的，这样来回答这些质疑的人。
And this is why the Lord Jesus very honestly responded to these people.
我们请看十一章二十节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 20.
那在诸城中行了许多异能，那耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说。
And verse 20, then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent.
二十一节，哥拉信啊，你有祸了；伯塞大、啊，你有祸了，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。
21. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
啊，这个哥拉信、伯塞大，这个都是犹太人所住的地区。
Chorazin and Bethsaida were both villages where the Jewish people lived.
这个推罗、西顿就是非犹太人的区域。
And Tyre and Sidon were cities of Gentiles.
这犹太人在当时被称为是神的百姓。
At the time, the Jews were considered the people of God.
虽然他们是神的百姓，他们也需要主耶稣所要带给人们的福音。
Despite being the children of God, they still needed the gospel that the Lord Jesus wanted to bring to them.
但是他们看了耶稣所行的神迹，他们对耶稣还是充满着质疑。
But when they saw, even after they saw the miracles of the Lord Jesus, they were still filled with questions for the Lord Jesus.
所以,
and doubts.
因为他们的骄傲，他们拒绝耶稣。
And because of their pride, they rejected the Lord Jesus.
所以他们不愿意为他们的过患来悔改。
And because of this, they were unwilling to repent about their sins.
主耶稣很感慨地说，我这些事情，我这些话，如果是行在外邦的地方，他们早就披麻蒙灰悔改来得救恩了。
The Lord Jesus said, if I had done these things in these Gentile cities, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
在今天的信仰环境里头，我们也常常碰到这样的事情。
We often face this kind of situation in our faith today.
凭着人的意识，把神的救恩弄得过分的复杂，或者弄得过分的简单，这个都是不好的。
Based on the will of man, we might make the gospel of the Lord Jesus overly complicated or overly simple, and both of these are not ideal.
在保罗的时代，有很多的犹太人的基督徒，他们强调着人也要继续的守那些摩西的律法。
And at the time of Paul, there were some Jewish Christians who said that it was required to continue following the Mosaic law.
所以就让信仰变得 非常的复杂。
And this caused their faiths to become very complicated.
所以这个是不需要的。
And this is unnecessary.
因为这些条例，主耶稣来了，他都已经成全了。
Because the Lord Jesus has fulfilled the law.
就是借着主耶稣基督，我们已经达到了那个律法所要求的目标。
Which is to say that through the Lord Jesus, we have attained the goal that the law had tried to attain.
这些律法的条例就是要达到一个目标，就是义。
The purpose of the law was to attain righteousness.
那今天我们借着主耶稣所给我们的恩典，我们已经能够得到义。
But today, through the grace of God and the blessing of God, we are able to become righteous.
所以我们就不再受这些律法条例的捆绑。
And this is why we are no longer bound by the laws and regulations.
那今天有很多的传讲耶稣的人，他们又把救恩弄。
Now today, a lot of people take the gospel of God and make it overly simplified.
要如何的信耶稣，要如何来领受救恩，这在圣经里头都写得清清楚楚。
The Bible very clearly states how we should be saved, how we should accept salvation.
就是一个很简单的顺服的来领受。
And we should accept it very obediently.
但是有人把这些都认为这个是不需要的，这个是可以把它忽略掉的。
But a lot of people say that we can neglect this, that this is unnecessary.
所以我们人真的很复杂。
And this is why man is very complicated.
所以主耶稣他说他感谢天父真神，简单单纯相信的人他就有福了，他就领受了救恩。
And this is why Lord Jesus thanked the Heavenly Father that those who are simple are able to attain the salvation.
所以在神的面前谦卑就是蒙福的道路。
Those who are humble in the sight of God are walking in the path of blessing.
我们谦卑的来服在神大能的手中，我们就是一个有福的人。
If we kneel before him with humility, we are a person of blessing.
在人的面前有时候我们是需要表现一下我们的能力。
In the sight of man, we often need to show some of our strengths and abilities.
因为这是在人的社会里头。
Because we're living in man's society.
但是我们要常常把它分清楚当我们现在是在对神呢，还是对人。
But we often have to distinguish, are we facing God or are we facing man?
神看我们是清清楚楚的。
God sees us clearly.
所以神跟我们的来往是很简单很容易的。
And this is why our relationship with God, our communication with God is very simple and easy.
所以我们在神的面前我们不用弄得很复杂。
So let's not be too complicated in the sight of God.
反而这样子的简单来顺服他，他要让我们蒙福，他要让我们这个高升。
Instead, let us simply and humbly submit to him, and he will give us blessing, and he will raise us up.
所以主耶稣当他看着众人，他感谢天父真神。
When Jesus saw the multitude, he thanked the Heavenly Father.
他说你将这个最重要的救恩，像那些所谓聪明通达的人就藏起来。
You have given the most important salvation and hidden them from the wise.
其实神爱我们，他什么也没有隐藏。
Actually, God loves all of us, so he doesn't hide anything from us.
是我们常常借着自己的聪明把自己的眼睛遮蔽住了。
Instead, it's because of our own wisdom and intelligence, we often cover our own eyes.
主耶稣他看了众人，他感谢神说，这个救恩不是有学问的人的专利品。
Lord Jesus saw the multitude and said that the salvation is not the expertise of those who are wise.
他看了众人，他感谢神，这个福音不是有钱人的专利品。
And he saw the multitude and he thanked the Lord, thanked the Father that the salvation was not the expertise of the rich.
这个福音不是这个有名望的人的专利品。
And he thanked the Heavenly Father that salvation was not the expertise of those who had status.
这个福音不是那些所谓有经验的人的专利品。
And it wasn't only just for those who had a lot of experience.
这伟大的救恩也不是那些所谓宗教家的专利品。
And this great salvation was also not only for, or not the expertise of those who were experts of the law.
主耶稣救人的福音也不是那些有很高的道德标准或者道德行为的人的专利品。
And this salvation was also not for those who had very high moral standards, the expertise of those who had very high moral standards.
因为神爱所有的人，所以所有的人都可以来认识，来明白，来领受。
Because God loves everyone, so everyone is able to accept and partake in this.
神可以用照我们个人的需要的程度方法来让我们认识他。
Based on our own individual needs, God can allow us to know Him and understand Him.
所以有时候有人会觉得说我大概不配吧。
Some people might think I'm probably not worthy.
只要我们谦卑自己，每一个人都是配得的。
But as long as we humble ourselves, all of us are worthy.
主耶稣用了一句话说，这个重要的救恩向婴孩就显明出来。
Lord Jesus said that he has made known this great salvation to the babes.
就像主耶稣也曾经对众人所说的一句话说，你们要回转向小孩。
And it's just as Lord Jesus has said before that we must turn and look to the children. Or be like children.
神既然给我们是简单容易的道路，我们就像小孩那样子的感谢、相信、领受。
Because God has given us such a simple path, we should be like children and thank God and accept it.
其实这个世界上有很多我们觉得很好的东西，我们想要，但是要不到。
There are a lot of things in this world that we think are good that we want to attain, but we aren't able to.
很多的原因是因为我们条件不够。
And a lot of times it's because we have too many requirements.
还有什么能够比主耶稣的救恩更重要、更宝贵？
But what can there be that is more important than the salvation of Lord Jesus?
难怪主耶稣说他感谢父神。
And so no wonder Lord Jesus thanked the Heavenly Father.
只有一个条件，我们肯简单的、谦卑的来领受。
There's only one requirement of us, that which we have to be humble and submissive to accept this gift.
主耶稣他分享的感谢还有什么？
What else did the Lord Jesus give thanks for?
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章十一节。
John chapter 6 verse 11.
十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给坐着的人，婚仪也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted.
在一个场合里头，主耶稣的手中只有五个饼两条鱼。
During the situation, Lord Jesus only had five loaves and two fish in his hand.
在这里，主耶稣为这个五个饼两条鱼，他来感谢神。
And here he gave thanks for these five loaves and two fish.
虽然手中只有这么一点点。
Despite the fact that there was only so little in his hands.
但是他为了天父的丰富，他来感谢神。
The Lord Jesus still thanked the Heavenly Father for this abundance.
其实只有五个饼两条鱼，在当时的景况是让人非常的窘迫，非常的尴尬的。
Actually, it was pretty awkward for and embarrassing for them to only have five loaves and two fish in their situation.
因为当时在场的男人就已经有五千人。
Because there were already 5,000 men only in that area.
主耶稣不想要让这些人饿着肚子离开。
And Lord Jesus did not want these people to go away hungry.
但是他手中只有五个饼两条鱼。
However, in his hand he only had five loaves and two fish.
我们在厨房帮忙的弟兄姐妹最紧张的就是突然间来了不少的。外地的弟兄姐妹或者是访客。
The scariest situation for those in the kitchen is when there's a large group of people from another church or guests that suddenly walk into the chapel.
会恐怕说准备的食物不够。
Because they'll be afraid they haven't prepared enough food.
当时的门徒他们就非常紧张。
So the disciples at the time were very nervous.
因为他们很清楚的知道我们没有足够的食物来让这么多的人吃饱。
Because they very clearly understood that they didn't have enough food for everyone to eat and be full.
我们请看约翰福音六章第六节。
Let's look at John 6 verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?"
其实没有人敢说我们准备食物给这些人吃饱。
And actually, there was no one who was willing to say, let's prepare or to this some food for these people to be full.
是主耶稣主动地提起这个话题来。
Instead, it was the Lord Jesus who took initiative and asked this question.
他对腓力说，我们哪里得饼来给这些人吃？
He said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己言知道要怎样行。
But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
其实主耶稣给腓力一个机会的教义。
And here the Lord Jesus gave Philip a opportunity to be, to learn.
那腓力的反应是怎样？
But what was Philip's reaction?
第七节，腓力回答说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
腓力所说的是事实。
What Philip said was true.
纵然有二十两的银子，也没有办法去买那么多，没有地方去买那么多的食物来。
Even if he had 200 denarii, there was nowhere that they can go to buy so much food.
那为什么主耶稣却给腓力这样一个不合理的功课？
So why did the Lord Jesus give Philip such an unreasonable task?
主耶稣让门徒跟在他身边，就是要帮助他们，教导他们成为更好的门徒。
Lord Jesus had these disciples follow him so that they could become better disciples and learn from him.
所以主耶稣有时候也会这样子给我们一些难题。
And this is why the Lord Jesus also may give us some challenges.
有时候我们及格了，很多时候我们是不及格。
Sometimes we are worthy, sometimes we haven't done enough and are not worthy.
没有关系，主耶稣他原来就知道他要怎么做。
But it doesn't matter because the Lord Jesus already knows what he's going to do.
在学习的过程里头，常常不是一下子就学会了。
And throughout the learning process, we often don't learn our lesson immediately.
所以主耶稣他也不断的会给我们机会来学习。
And this is why the Lord Jesus often gives us opportunities to learn.
那这个主耶稣言知道要怎样行，这给我们很大的安慰。
The fact that the Lord Jesus already knew what he was going to do should give us a lot of comfort.
我们要常常把这句话放在心里。
We must keep this word in our hearts.
因为我们常常会遇到我们不知道该怎么办的时候。
Because we often face situations in which we don't know what to do.
今天既然我们是相信神、敬拜神的，我们要记得这句话。
But since we believe in the Lord Jesus because we're Christians, we should keep this word in our heart.
是的，我们不知道该怎么办。
Yes, we don't know what to do.
但是我们的主他是知道的。
But our Lord knows what to do.
我们再参考一个经节，以西结书三十七章。
Let's look at another verse, Ezekiel chapter 37.
旧约圣经以西结书三十七章第三节。
Ezekiel 37 verse 3.
以西结书三十七章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 3.
他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主神啊，你是知道的。”
And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" So I answered, "O Lord God, you know."
骸骨怎么能够复活呢
？How can dry bones live?
但是神刻意的问以西结说：“这些骸骨能够复活吗？”
But the Lord actually asked Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?"
就现实来讲，以西结知道我是人，我没有这个能力。
In reality, Ezekiel knew that he was a man and he has no ability.
但是他也不是回答说这是不行的。
But he didn't answer and say, "This is impossible."
他说：“主啊，你是知道的。”
He said, "Lord, you know."
我记得三十年前我听过一个。老姐妹的见证。
Remember 30 years ago, I heard a testimony of an elderly sister.
因为经过了30年，我只记得两件事情。
And because it's been 30 years since I heard this testimony, I only remember two things.
第一件事情就是她说到她是怎么来信耶稣的。
The first thing was that she's talked about how she came to believe in God.
在她三十几岁的时候，医生宣布没有办法医治她。
When she was 30 years old, the doctor told her she could not be cured.
那在这种危急的情况，有人传福音给他。
And in this time of danger, someone preached to her.
很虚弱的他只能够点头表示 她愿意相信。
And since she was so weak, she could only nod and say that she was willing to believe.
那也就这么奇妙，就因为她的点头，她的病情开始好转。
And very miraculously, just because she nodded, her disease started to become to get better.
那不但好转，她得了，甚至完全好了。
And not only did it take a turn for the better, she actually was cured.
那第二件我记得的事情，就是在她的见证里头。反复的一句话。
And the second thing I remember is that throughout her testimony, she repeated one phrase.
她信了主耶稣，她走在信仰的道路上面，她就不断的有神的恩典来让她体验。
That throughout her life of faith, she often experienced God's grace and blessing.
我的记性并不是那么好，所以内容我真的已经忘了。
And my memory is not that great, so I actually don't remember the actual content.
我只记得每一次她有困难的时候，她就问说：“主啊，我该怎么办？”
The only thing I remember is that whenever she faced a troubling situation, she would ask the Lord, "What should I do?"
她之所以会这样问，就是她知道主耶稣，你知道该怎么做。
She would ask this because she knew that God knows what to do.
所以每当她这样说主啊，我该怎么办之后，再来，她就会见证神怎么来带领她。
And every time she asked the Lord, "What should I do?" she continued on her testimony to tell how God had guided her throughout the process.
所以主耶稣知道该怎么做，这是我们生活当中一个很大的安慰。
Thus, the fact that God always knows what to do is a huge comfort in all of our lives.
是的，不但你，而且还包括我，很多的事情我们不晓得该怎么做。
For you and me, a lot of times we don't know what to do.
但是不要紧，我们的主耶稣。他本来就知道该怎么做。
But have no fear, because the Lord Jesus always knows what to do.
所以我说，我们可以存着一个感谢的心来面对我们的挫折跟困难。
And this is why we can very confidently face all of our challenges and troubles.
主耶稣的手中只有五个饼两条鱼，但是他为这五个饼两条鱼，他来感谢神。
In the hands of the Lord Jesus, he only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, yet he gave thanks for these.
感谢了之后，他就掰开来分给众人。
After he gave thanks, he broke the bread and passed them out to everyone.
当手中只有五个饼两条鱼，他已经为神要供应一切来感谢神。
When in his hands he only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, he already gave thanks to God for the work that he was about to do.
其实主耶稣就是天上的神，他就是创造宇宙万物的神。
Actually, the Lord Jesus is God Himself. He is the one, the creator of heaven and earth.
但是当他成为人的时候，他就为了手中的五个饼两条鱼，他来感谢天父。
But when he came to this earth, he gave thanks to the heavenly Father for these 5 loaves and 2 fish.
是谁让这个麦子在麦田里头来长大成熟
？Who is it that allows a kernel of wheat to grow in the field?
不是这位创造天地万物的神吗
is it not the God, the creator of heavens and earth?
但是这时候主耶稣为了手中的大麦饼，他来感谢。
Yet here, the Lord Jesus gave thanks for this bread of wheat.
是谁让水中的鱼来生存、来繁殖
？Who is it that allows the fish to thrive in the water?
不是这位创造万物的神吗
？Is it not God, the Lord, creator of heaven and earth?
现在主耶稣为了手中的这两条鱼。他来感谢。
But here, this Lord gave thanks for the 2 fish in his hand.
有了感谢之后，就有了行动。
After thanksgiving, there was action.
他就开始掰开来分给众人。
He began to break the bread and pass it to the multitude.
今天我们也常常觉得，我们所缺少的就是行动。
A lot of times, what we lack is action.
没有行动，很多事情都不是真的。
Without action, a lot of things don't come to pass.
比如说爱，如果没有爱的行动，那个爱还不是真实的。
Without action, a lot of things are not real. For example, love. Without action, it is not true.
那如何能够有行动
？So how can we have action?
就像主耶稣这样子。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
为了眼前所拥有的，我们来感谢。
We give thanks for what we have in front of us.
我们就能够有行动了。
Then we can have action.
我在。我们的英文杂志《玛拿》上面看过一则见证。
I read a testimony in our magazine Mana.
有一个青年，他是在单亲的家庭里头长大的。
One of our youth grew up in a single family household.
他在大学的时代跟同寝室的这个室友是教会的信徒，一起来接受他的邀请来教会来信主。
So they grew up with a single parent and she came, that person came to church based on their roommate who was a True Jesus Church member.
我们知道单亲家庭里头长大的小孩，常常他成长的过程总是比别人还要困难，还要坎坷。
We all know that children who grow up in with single parents often have more challenging childhoods.
所以照他的见证里头，他从十四五岁就开始打工存钱。
So in her that person's testimony, they stated that from the age of 14 and 15, they began to work and save up money.
他信主之后，他一直他的整个人生、整个生活态度有很多很美好的改变。
And after they believed in Christ, they were able to have a lot of very wonderful changes in their attitude.
所以他总是心中充满着对主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的救恩。充满着感谢。
And because of this, they were often filled with thanksgiving for the love and grace of God.
有一次刚好他所在的那个地方要成立教会，要买教会。
There was one time when the place where he was, the church, the place where he went to worship was just about to buy a church, a chapel.
他将他所有的储蓄，我忘记了，拿出，我绝对是超过十分之一，我想可能一半以上，全部拿出来奉献。
And of the savings that he had collected, he took out half of them and offered it.
那是他从青少年就一直这样慢慢累积的储蓄。
And these were the savings that he had accumulated since he was a youth.
是这当中是充满着很多的汗水甚至泪水，但是因为他感谢神，他就毫不考虑的就这样很大的一部分的就奉献出来。
These were his savings of sweat and tears, but without any hesitation, he took half of these savings and offered them to God.
事实上，神不是真的需要他的那一笔钱。
In reality, God doesn't need his money.
所以他的见证里头也讲到，神怎么在很短的时间让他的那个储蓄的款额马上的又恢复到原来那么多。
And then the brother then continued to testify on how his savings very quickly were replenished.
那我所要强调的是，因为他的感谢，所以他能够有这一个很让人感动的行动。
My emphasis is that because of his thanksgiving, he was able to do this action, this very moving action.
今天我们也要像主耶稣这样子，因为手头上的这些小小的拥有。我们就来感谢神。
And so today we must also give thanks to God for even the smallest things that we have.
是的，基督徒应该跟别人不一样。
It is true that as Christians we should be different from others.
这个社会普遍的现象是什么？
What is a very prevalent thing in society today?
就是第一个对事情不负责。
Number one, irresponsibility.
有事情了，大家都推得干干净净，这不是我的责任。
When there is anything to do, that everyone pushes it off to someone else and says, "This is not my responsibility."
该负责的时候，很多人就跑掉了。
When someone needs to take responsibility, everyone runs away.
对人不感恩。
Number two, lack of thanksgiving towards others.
很多事情觉得别人这样对我好是理所当然的。
We often feel that other people treat me this way well is right for other people to treat me well.
不但不对对人不感恩，而且常常还有额外的要求。
And not only do we lack thanksgiving towards others, but we often have other requests and requirements of others.
好像别人必须这样对我好，这是他的责任。
And we feel that it is other people's responsibility to treat us well.
第三个。
Number three.
对物质不珍惜。
To not cherish the material things.
我们仔细想想看，这样的负面的事情是不是充满在？这个社会里头。
So let us think, are these three things very prevalent, and these negative things very prevalent in society today?
甚至我们也常常是这个样子。
And oftentimes we might even be like this.
对事情不负责。
We're irresponsible.
对人不感恩。
We're not thankful towards others.
对物质不珍惜。
And we do not cherish our environment.
如果我们也是这样子，我们还是基督徒吗？
And if we are like this, are we still Christians?
我们说我们是基督徒，所以我们要不一样。
We say we are Christians, so we need to be different.
我们对事情要负责。
We need to be responsible.
我们对人要感恩。
We need to be thankful towards others.
我们对物质要珍惜。
And we need to cherish our environment.
就好像主耶稣为了手中的五个饼两条鱼，他来感谢天父。
Just like the Lord Jesus who gave thanks for the five loaves and two fish.
主耶稣 为跟我们一起分享的什么感恩的事情。
What other things did the Lord Jesus thank God was what other things was the Lord Jesus thankful for?
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
二十三节，我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，二十四祝谢了，就掰开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
啊、这是在描写主耶稣跟门徒最后的晚餐。
This portrays the Lord's Last Supper.
主耶稣不但为了摆在桌上的食物感谢，他也特别为这无效饼跟葡萄汁来献上感谢。
He not only gave thanks for the food in front of him, but very specifically gave thanks for the unleavened bread and the grape juice in front of him.
他为了他要被钉十字架，成全救恩。来感谢。
He gave thanks for the fact that he was going to be crucified on the cross and fulfill salvation.
哦，他说这是我的身体为你们所舍的。
He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you."
他说这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
And he said, "This is my cup, which is the new covenant in my blood."
好，他的感谢已经超越了桌上的这些丰盛的食物。
His thanksgiving transcended the food that was in front of him.
啊，今天我们在感恩节啊，我们常常也会有这个丰盛的。感恩的大餐。
Today on Thanksgiving, we often have a very bountiful feast.
是的，我们为了这丰富的大餐来感谢。
And yes, we do give thanks for this bountiful feast and all the food.
但是我们的感谢也要超越了这丰富的食物。
However, our Thanksgiving should also transcend the food.
我们要为我们属灵的生命来感谢。
We need to give thanks for our spiritual life.
为了我们肉体的生命来感谢。
We need to give thanks for our physical life.
为了我们家庭感谢。
We need to give thanks for our families.
为了我们的工作感谢。
For our jobs.
为了我们的事业感谢。
For our careers.
为了我们的教会来感谢。
For our church.
主耶稣手中拿着无酵饼，他献上感谢。
And Lord Jesus took the unleavened bread and gave thanks.
他为这十字架的苦杯，他来感谢。
And with the cup of the that of the bitterness of the crucifixion, he gave thanks.
啊，这就是奇妙的爱。
This is amazing love.
我们再请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
十二节，我们。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因为那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书的作者说，主耶稣他不但为了这饼跟杯来感谢，而且呢，他是为了摆在前面的来喜乐。
The author of Hebrews says that not only did Lord Jesus give thanks for the cup and the bread in front of him, he did it with great joy.
让我们得到一个提醒，感谢跟喜乐，它是一体的两面。
This reminds us that thanksgiving and joy are two sides of the same coin.
面对十字架的苦行，为什么主耶稣他还能够喜乐。
Why was the Lord Jesus able to be joyful while facing the suffering of the crucifixion?
因为他先有感谢。
Because he first had thanksgiving.
他感谢他能够来成全这个救恩。
He was thankful that he was able to fulfill the salvation.
是要受很大的苦，但是他想到他能够拯救所有的世人。
He was going to go through great suffering, but he was able to think about how he was going to save so many people.
那因为他的感谢，所以他也充满着喜乐。
And because of his thanksgiving, he was filled with joy.
有人说这天底下最傻的就是父母亲。
A lot of people say that parents are the silliest people on the earth.
是的，父母亲为儿女，常常为儿女有很多的受苦跟牺牲。
Because parents will often sacrifice a lot before their children.
那很多的父母亲他们能够为儿女这样来做，他们心中是充满着感谢。
But a lot of parents, when they do these, make these sacrifices for their children, they're still very thankful.
哦，很少父母亲是充满着埋怨。
Very few parents are filled with complaints.
哦，那种很可能是不太正常的。
If they are, that's not very normal.
哦，通常父母亲他为儿女很辛苦啊，但是呢，他有说不出来的那一种满足跟喜乐。
A lot of parents suffer a lot for their children, but their hearts are still filled with thanksgiving and joy.
哦，因为他是充满着感恩的心在做这些。在这样付出
，because they are doing these things out of thanksgiving.
哦，这就是为什么有时候基督徒真的让人觉得很不可思议。
And this is why a lot of people find that Christians do things that are out of our imagination.
哦，为什么在受苦当中他还能够这么的平静，甚至好像还很喜乐
？Why are they able to be so peaceful and yet even joyful in times of suffering？
因为他是存着一个感谢的心，在面对着挫折、失败、挑战。
Because they are facing their challenges, all their failures with thanksgiving.
为什么能够存着感谢的心来面对
？Why are they able to face these things with thanksgiving？
因为他们所敬拜的主就曾经是这样子。
Because the God that they worship once did the same thing.
而且他们相信，他们知道主耶稣知道该怎么做。
And they believe, and they know that the Lord knows what to do.
所以基督徒知道，当他们能够很谦卑的将所有的事情来交在他的手中。
Thus, Christians know when they are they're able to very humbly place everything into the hands of the Lord.
主耶稣一定会施恩怜悯来带路的。
Then the Lord will have mercy and guide.
所以能够存着感谢的心来面对着自己的挑战。
And this is why we're able to, with a joyful and thankful heart, face all of our challenges and the challenges ahead of us.
那因为充满着感谢，就不得不也拥有了那个平安跟喜乐。
And because we're filled with thanksgiving, then we are very naturally then filled with peace and joy.
这就是为什么保罗跟希拉他们被鞭打，被放在监牢里，他们还能够。不但祷告，而且还来唱诗赞美神。
And this is why when Paul and Silas, even after being beaten and thrown into jail, were still able to not only pray but also sing hymns in the jail.
因为无论境况是怎样，感谢跟喜乐，它是一体的两面。
Because no matter what situation we are in, thanksgiving and joy are always going to be two sides of the same coin.
最后，我们再看约翰福音十一章。
Let's last look at John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章四十一节。
John chapter 11 verse 41.
约翰福音十一章四十一节。
John 11 41.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
这是主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的一个过程之一。
This is one of the processes of Lord Jesus.Raising Lazarus from the dead.
他们来到放拉撒路的这个洞穴的洞口。
They came to the head of the cave where Lazarus was buried.
主耶稣叫人把石头堵住洞口的石头挪开。
And Lord Jesus told them to take away the stone.
主耶稣望着天。
And he looked towards heaven.
主耶稣祷告说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
And he said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
我们要为了神已经听我们的祷告。我们来感谢他。
We need to give thanks for the fact that our Father has already listened to our prayers.
在福音书里头，主耶稣总是以人子、神子的以这个身份代表自己。
In the four Gospels, Lord Jesus often portrays himself as the Son of Man, the Son of God.
神的儿子。就能够有这一份的自信。
The Son of God is able to have such confidence.
我感谢你，你已经听我。
I thank you that you have heard me.
在我们祷告的时候，能够有这样的自信，这是何等的美妙。
How wonderful is it for us to have this kind of confidence in all our prayers?
我们都曾经有求过于人。
We have all made requests of man before.
我们有求于人，我们的心中总是很不平安的。
And when we make requests of man, we often are a little bit unsettled.
对方愿不愿意 接受我们的请求。
Because we're not sure if they'll be willing to accept our request.
对方愿不愿意见我们
？We don't know if they're willing to face us.
他愿不愿意关心我们
？If they're willing to be concerned about us.
所以我们的心是很不平静的。
So our hearts are very unsettled.
啊，但是在主耶稣基督里头，我们都是神的儿女。
However, in the Lord Jesus, we are all sons of God.
我们应该有这样的自信。
We need to have this confidence.
父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
但是为什么我们常常没有这样的自信
？Why is it that we don't often don't have this confidence？
啊，常常因为我们生活的并不像是神的儿子。
Because we don't live lives like children of God。
啊，但是我相信神愿意原谅帮助我们的软弱。
But I believe that the Lord Jesus is willing to help us and to forgive all of our weaknesses。
只要我们再一次的下定决心，主啊，帮助我，我要活得。像你的儿子。
Just as long as we make this determination that and say, Lord, we want to live as your children.
啊，主耶稣可以不计较我们过去的一切。
God can forget all of the things that we have done in the past.
主耶稣现在就再一次的认我们是他的儿子。
And he will once again accept us as his children.
啊，所以我们可以这样来向他祷告，父啊，我感谢你，你已经听我。
And this is why we can pray to God in this way, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
哦、我们一起唱诗343首。
Let's sing hymn 343.
Oh, oh, oh.
Please be seated.
感恩节的假期很快就要过去。
The Thanksgiving holiday or vacation is going to be over soon.
很实在的可能我们还有一些的挑战、问题、困难，它是存在我们的生活里头。
In reality, we often still have challenges and trials in our lives.
但愿神帮助我们让我们能够存着一个感谢的心来去面对。
But may the Lord help us so that we can face all of these with a thankful heart.
因为我们知道，我们相信我们的主，他知道该怎么做。
Because we believe and we know that the Lord knows what to do.
我们要一起来做结束的祷告。
We're going to make our concluding prayer.
我们也用神的儿子这样的身份来做祷告。
Let us make this prayer with the status of children of God.
或许在我们的反省里头，我们自己觉得我们好像不配称为神的儿女。
As we reflect, we may feel that we are not worthy to be children of God.
所以我们是本着神的怜悯来做这个祷告。
So let's make this prayer because of the mercy of God.
在他的怜悯之下，是的，我们可以做他的儿女。
Under the mercy of God, it is true that we can be children of God.
因为他的怜悯，所以求他帮助我们，让我们有这样的自信。父啊，我感谢你，你已经听我。
And because of his mercy, let us have the confidence that we can say, Lord, you have heard my prayer.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
If you're willing to receive laying on of hands, you can come to the front to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.